Hello and welcome once again to the new season of Postmodern Cowboys. We are live in someone else's room, none of our own. To my right is Michelle.
Hello.
Anthony.
Hey.
And Matt.
I'm still here.
And as am I. So we thought today to reunite for the first time in a while. We talk about our respective summers.
Well, Matt has been like locked away until now. He only comes out two podcasts. So
yeah.
Thank you, Matt, for being here. And
it's for the good.
It's for the good world. Right. And then you're gonna scuttle back into your cave after we're done with this, right?
Yeah, I live on another plane of existence.
Right, right.
Another dimension.
It's grown out a beard, guys.
It's on its way.
Yeah.
It's for the girls.
It's for the girls.
Jamais la femme.
Yeah.
this summer you've been learning different language, Matt.
It's actually jamais la fies.
La fie.
Which is fie. I love the little girls.
The little
la femme is women. So it's also jamais les garçons.
Les garçons. You don't
les
say
garçons?
You don't say the S's.
See, I'm Duolingo level 2, man. Okay.
But you still don't say the S's, right?
It's okay. No one speaks French besides you.
I speak French.
She speaks French.
But it means I love the little boys.
Why do you want to do that? Why would you want
to
say that?
You have to work up from level 1 to get to level 2. And that's all they teach you. I can also say jamais les pommes rouges. I love red apples, but that's kind of boring.
Les pommes rouges?
So, summertime.
Summertime. I went to Canada, guys. I went to Canada.
You were a missionary to Canada?
No, not quite. I went to Toronto. Which it's called the
projects the
GTA, Greater Toronto Area.
Grand Theft Auto.
Exactly, everyone was like really proud of that in Toronto. Also, it's Toronto, not Toronto. I was corrected many times.
So no T.
No T. It's just Toronto. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. There. I didn't have to open a single door there. They're extremely nice and extremely polite.
They got plenty of automatic doors.
Yeah, that too.
It tends to help.
That's what we do in the U.S.
But you didn't even have to walk through the sensors.
No.
They walked.
Exactly.
They went the sensors for
you. Racism is different over there. They don't have the stigma, so they can talk about it freely.
Like the
which,
French.
Yes, like the French.
Because they're Canadian.
They live in Le Quebec. No, it's not. That's the area where they live. And no one likes Le Quebec.
Yeah.
Or Le Québécois. No one likes
Québécois.
Right? Yes, the people that are from Quebec. So there was this girl who was half black, so she was half black, and she took like advantage of that. So
that's black. All right.
So she said she came to the United States and people thought she was racist because she was. Because she would say stuff like she would go up to black people and say, "You must have lotion, because you get ashy a lot because you're black."
Mm-hmm.
And so you see here in America that's like cringeworthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But over there it's not. It's perfectly like legitimate.
Do they have memes?
Yes, I believe
that
they
is
have the
very
internet. Yes. Isn't that great? Isn't that crazy?
I love
so all the Americans
it's not
were like,
great, but yeah.
All the Americans were like, no, you can't say that. She was like, why? They are black and they do get ashy. So, you know, casual racism.
Oh,
gotta love it.
Casual racism.
Gotta love it.
How was your summer, Michelle?
My summer was relatively uneventful. I did go to New York for about a week for my cousin's wedding, who I, by the way, didn't even know she had a boyfriend, but all of a sudden she said she was getting married.
Mm.
In a month, and I was like, okay, I guess that's just how things go in life.
Cousins.
Yeah, cousins.
Yeah.
You and your cousins and
me
and your cousins.
It was horrible, because, like, every wedding I go to now is like, so, you're next. And I'm like,
oh, you're at that age.
But
I'm not.
Let's send all the divorce aunts first.
Yes, I'm Ash, not me.
New York was...
So when they play Single Ladies, are you the only one dancing?
Oh, that is sad. That is a sad scene.
Because then they're all jealous.
Because you're the only one.
No.
It's like, it's bragging.
Like
you lost.
You
ended up
grandma.
Married.
Yeah. I'm not falling prey to your heteronormative society. Stumbled on that one a bit.
Society.
Yeah, you did. But hey,
it's okay.
You pulled
But you know what? Society's hard. Don't worry. It's a hard...
But it was cool. I mean... They all said how pretty I got, so that's good.
Well, that's
all I really need.
That's was your hair blue then?
No, it wasn't, luckily. Oh, oh my gosh, if it was blue, they would say something.
Really?
Like what?
Like, wow, your hair is blue. You do not want to get married no more.
I think in French, the word blue is azul.
No, that's, oh, yes, you're right.
That's, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's good.
That's great.
That was good. Mm-hmm. And then, I was just here most of the time trying to explore Oakland, and then, nothing really eventful. Creatively, I'm just in a rut, but yeah.
You're in a rut?
Yeah.
But you okay, what part of New York is New York City? You went to New York City?
No. I live in Rockland County.
Rockland County.
It's like, and it's a 45-minute drive away from the city.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
It's upstate New York. So everything not New York City is upstate New York, I was told.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, we're, like, actually, like, the southern tip, almost Jersey, but we're considered upstate New York.
I'm going to Jersey. Very nice. Huh? Were you really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
This changes everything.
Well, the same.
This changes everything.
My dad worked next to Liberty Bell. I'm stealing Michelle's
Liberty
story.
Bell?
Let's go back to Michelle.
That's Philadelphia.
Back to Michelle. Yeah. But we went to New York, too. I got to see Sesame Street.
Oh.
That was one.
Okay.
Can you show me how to get to Sesame Street?
You walk down the road.
Sesame Avenue?
No.
It
connects. That's what
Avenue of the Americas.
But you need to get in New York first.
Wait, so you were born in Jersey, but he worked in Philadelphia?
This isn't about my summer, though.
No, you said, whatever. Okay, you're right.
So, New York.
Brian!
No, I'm done.
Brian, okay. What did Brian do this summer, guys?
I went to Scotland for a month.
Scotland.
I
Scotland.
Haggis.
Scotland. The land of
Scotland.
The Sean Connery.
That's where...
Let's all pretend to know how to do Scottish accents.
Oh, man,
that's okay. No one listens to this.
Okay,
actually, did you make any
Let's
Scottish
go.
Friends?
Let's do casual racism now.
Yeah, I know, right? what's the thing that they like to say?
Oh, yeah. Well,
boat?
Okay, we're
going
to have to change, because this podcast is labeled as clean.
Oh,
so
no.
So once I say this, I might have to
change
to explicit.
Oh, no, you're not
going to
say it. We have viewers that
well,
I
listeners.
Treasure.
Well, they don't live
my, my
this,
future students, when I become a teacher.
You can't tap the table.
You can't
it becomes
tap the table.
Really
don't
loud.
Tap
future
the table.
Future students, when I become a teacher, are going to listen to this podcast.
Well, okay.
Hello, future students.
Basically, the word is ball bag.
Ball bag.
That's PG.
Basically,
oh, not the Wakanda.
We're not gonna.
But it's all.
That's from biology.
It's typically, what's the word?
Prefaced with
various expletives. Well, just
expletives.
The one, really.
The one expletive.
The one we don't have to say because we're a clean podcast.
But it's cultural, you know.
No, that's a horrible reason to say something. Oh, it's cultural. Don't get offended.
Racism is cultural in
it's
Canada.
It's cultural
fine.
In Canada.
Well, besides that, how was Scotland?
So how was Scotland?
Oh, it was great. It was green, very green, very wet.
I don't know. For some reason, I
heard
Scotland's very pretty. Next
to the ocean, so it must have also been blue.
There was some blue.
Tell us all the colors you saw.
So, various shades of green, some of blue, some gray, some nice grays.
Nice grays.
Some really sweet chartreuses.
Chartreuse?
I love that
chartreuse
phrase.
Chartreuse game strong in Scotland!
Very nice.
There's Scotland!
Scotland!
Chartreuse game strong be in Scotland.
My favorite Scottish person is Grant Morrison. Grant, if you're hearing this, shout out to you.
Comic book writer Grant.
Yeah.
There was an interesting story. I think I already told you
I believe
guys that,
Richard Dawkins was also from Scotland, isn't he?
Tell me the interesting
story.
I'm pretty sure he is.
So,
also the Queen. The Queen's from Scotland. Very little known
the
fact.
Queen of Scotland.
The Queen
I'm
is from
here.
Scotland.
Thanks, Michelle. But so I went there for a month to study abroad, and then my dad came up for a week, so I was 5 weeks there.
Whoa, that's cool.
And
that is cool.
So my dad and I were eating lunch at a pub, and I went to get order from the cash register person, and I thought these two guys were in line, so I stood next to them, but they were just drinking, having a good time, and they started talking to me, and they're like, oh, you're an American, what's your favorite thing about Scotland? And I said, the ice cream, because we just came from an ice cream place, and then I said, oh, no, I'm kidding, the people are really nice, and they were like, just really friendly, like, we love tourists, what do you think about Obama, what should he do about ISIS?
I'm glad they asked you, like, because, you know.
And I was really hesitant.
You're on it.
He was saying, like, I think we should just nuke him, and then I was like, And then he
said, you were actually discussing foreign policy.
A little bit, And then he said, I can see you're a peacemaker. And yeah, I guess so. And so he shook my hand. He said, nice to meet you. And I went back to sit with my dad. And then my dad went to the bathroom, and I guess he met one of them there.
Europe.
Yeah.
And so I guess he was talking to my dad, and my dad also said that he went to ice cream.
Can we say the word, please, Matt? Can we please?
No. We'll get back to the word. And so my dad came back to the table, and
what was the pub that you were at?
It was called Fiddler's Arms.
Fiddler's Arms.
At Grass Market.
Fiddler's great off food, in Grass Market.
Great aura.
Music's okay.
Yeah.
We just need to mention them just so that we can hit them up later for sponsorship.
Like. And so, yes.
And we'll mention
while
on the
I was wearing my Converse shoes.
There we go.
And
you know how to do
McDonald's.
It.
McDonald's.
You know how to do it, Michelle.
Sponsored by Tidal Music by Jay-Z.
Exactly,
Tidal
yeah.
Music, Jay-Z. Get on it.
Isn't Epidua awesome?
Trump 2016.
Epidua is great. Get an Epidua.
If you can't catch this hint, we could use some sponsors.
Yes.
Just we could say anything, really.
Mine summer could be about anything, really.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's true. We're up for sale. Really.
So, my dad came back to the table, and he put a 10-pound note on the table saying...
That's
guy,
money.
This guy...
That's money?
Yes.
People, the uninitiated.
He said, this guy gave me 10 pounds for ice cream.
It's $3.
At Mary's Milk Bar
it's
Grass
actually
Market
like $18, depending on the exchange.
And so... So we waved at the guys, and they sat down next to us. It was Stevie and Andy.
Stevie and Andy.
Two just nice, big guys.
Scotsman.
One's from Edinburgh, one's from Glasgow. Glaswegian.
Glaswegian
is the adjective, apparently.
Glaswegian BI.
And they were just really friendly, and they were talking to us. And then Stevie started dropping little phrases, saying, yeah, if I don't like someone, I have the power to make them disappear.
Huh.
And we're laughing, and they got us some drinks.
Oh no, were they wizards?
No. But
that's scary.
I know.
But and then they said, okay, we're done here. Do you guys want to go to another pub? And okay, and we go with them.
That pub was called.
That was the Black Bull.
Black
also
Bull.
Also on the Grass Market.
Black Bull. On Grass Market.
There's a lot of Black Bulls.
Take a left at the Goat.
Take a left in Mead's Head.
Continue.
They kept dropping these little hints, Andy was saying how Stevie owns this garage, and basically if someone has a not-up-to-code car that they want to be labeled as up-to-code, they go to Stevie, and he has this whole little system. So they're basically Scottish gangsters.
Yes.
At one
but
point,
also mechanics.
Apparently Stevie seemed so. And so Stevie had to leave, and then Andy took us to another pub where his...
Wait, pause. Were you drinking at any point of this?
A bit. Not as much as them. Nowhere near
cool.
as much as them.
That means...
Well,
you can't beat
that's cool. You can't beat a Scotsman.
Train spotting.
Continue.
And so,
please just continue to say
And then
say
this
words.
Was the most unnerving thing that I heard. But, they were so nice about it and nonchalant that we just kept laughing at whatever they said. And so Andy
later
was saying,
on that day you were like,
Stevie left, and then Andy was with us, and he was saying, Stevie, he's a wild one. He's a loose cannon. Sometimes he just calls me in the middle of the night, and I have to clean up his messes, limbs lying on the ground.
Limbs on the ground, people.
That could be just a phrase.
It could be a Scottish phrase.
It could be. Maybe he was eating a bunch of turkey legs and was like,
that's what I said.
You
never said that.
Turkey legs on the ground and
I said it doesn't have to be human legs. I said that it didn't have to be human limbs. That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
Scottish precarianism.
Anyway, it could have been just a phrase.
I think it's a turn of phrase.
It could
Who would chop
but...
up a bunch of limbs and throw them on the ground and ask somebody
that's
to clean
true.
Those up?
On second thought,
make someone disappear?
We should probably check the Scottish papers to see if
Continue.
No, that was it. And then we went to a hotel, just chilling.
With the dude?
No, just
although Michelle,
hey, Stevie, you chilling?
We do have his number if you want. Just hit Stevie up.
We don't. We have some fun, nice pictures with him, but
perfect.
And they have them on Facebook.
Was it brown?
They're not added. What?
Did you see brown?
Brown?
Did they see brown?
Who's brown?
The color.
Oh yeah.
I was wearing. Oh, Andy at one point told me stop looking so gay.
Why did he say that?
I think he said my smile was too aggressive.
Oh,
That's hilarious. Course,
that's like a compliment.
I thought it was your sweater.
Oh my god.
I thought it was my sweater.
It was your sweater.
And so
like, you should have said stop looking so Scottish.
That is fantastic.
That is fantastic, huh?
So that was my summer.
Sponsored by Scotland's Tourism.
Yes. Sponsored by the Tourist Board of Scotland.
Scotland. It's not England, but it's there. So
you must have my okay. Come for the haggis,
Steve, right, because Matt, Andy so made you disappear.
Yeah, Matt, how's this?
Well, I mean, I think so I live
touching things.
I live a very private life. So 3 days ago, I was learning French.
Uh huh.
And then before that, I don't know. I've been in Berkeley, where I go to school.
Yes.
Taken a
UC
class.
Berkeley in Berkeley, California.
Yeah, and lovely, lovely education system. You know, number one public university.
But you should probably hit up Berkeley for cash.
We mentioned them a lot. Yeah.
Berkeley, we're doing you a favor.
We really are.
Free commercial.
Like
space
we convinced Lance to come here. That's like.
I can't do math, but it's a lot of money.
It was that he's going to commit.
$12.
Yes, at least. Maybe. Exactly. So I'm going to go talk to whoever the principal is.
Chancellor Berkeley.
Chancellor Berkeley.
It's Nicholas Dirks. I read the news.
Yeah.
Dean Berkeley.
The Dean Earl.
You don't deserve those pay raises.
It's a family run.
I actually once saw my old chancellor. He was at Thai Noodle, and he went in like one night and grabbed some food, and he looked like a celebrity because he went in really quickly, and like he had sunglasses. It was night, and then he left really quickly. Whoa. Yeah, I know.
Let's stop with sunglasses.
I know, right?
Night.
I know.
We just had like a hangover.
He did have a really nice Cal Letterman jacket though. It was really nice.
Oh, reminds me of my summer.
Because you stayed here.
No.
What else did you do over the summer?
I went home, and then I came back here.
Where's home?
It's, for you ladies out there, it's Southern California.
Have you
so,
heard of it?
Somewhere right. there. Nice. Good luck.
Are you afraid that one of our many followers is
he's
going
a very private person.
I have many friends.
What else did you do this summer, Matt? Something of a vehicular...
I survived. Nature. Let's see. Oh, I took some driving lessons with Anthony once.
Yes!
I thought he was
going to
say drugs.
No. As you can tell, I'm a very good role model.
In what car did you drive?
My car.
I drove
Which
doesn't have
Toyota.
A horn.
We
drove at night.
Keep moving forward.
See, you know that.
Toyota...
So
yeah, like
the brakes work now.
I'm wearing a Forever 21 dress with an H&M cardigan and a Nixon watch.
There we go. Oh my goodness.
And a Fendi purse.
And it all cost less than $30, I think. So.
And I think we all have Apple iPhones.
Yeah.
This summer
do.
Was sponsored by ESPN. ESPN, your number one provider in sports. So my summer.
ESPN.
There's my
four
ESP,
of them.
My ES. My e-summer PN.
Safeway.
I like how this is just like a just mortgage board. Of
just give us some money. Oh, my
just
gosh.
Jeez, we need money.
Like it's not to, it's not just for us, you know.
Yeah,
it's,
no. It's
we
really,
need to pay.
We should do a member drive like NPR does.
So my summer was pretty cool.
We'll send you a tote bag. We will. With all our faces on it.
How?
I don't... We'll make one. I don't know. This is details.
It might be a plastic bag.
I think our members would appreciate that. Okay.
I was a summer director.
So please do not make us do a member drive, members, because we will.
A summer director.
All five of you are expected to contribute.
I taught kids how to read and write. And then I also planned activities like bottle rockets.
You have stuff in here.
I love that movie.
We had an activity on the military we had 1 week, but then we got in trouble for it, so we can't mention the military anymore.
I'm South Korean, so South Korea represent.
Exactly.
I did an activity. I led an activity on the planets.
The planets?
One of the...
You're still
going. We're on Earth, so Earth, sponsor us.
And it was like an Easter egg hunt, kind of.
Oh, okay.
So they had to collect the egg, and then the egg was, It had the planet's name, and then they had to cut out the planet and put it on a poster board. But one of the kids spelled Mercury, and then I lost hope.
I am fanning myself with Entertainment Weekly magazine.
And then one of the kids thought
she looks very refreshing.
Mars was closer to the sun than Mercury.
What an idiot!
What the magazine think, was made
what
for.
An idiot!
That's mean. They're kids.
I'm not gonna change.
This
my
is
standards.
Why you're a lawyer.
I'm not gonna change my standards.
I'm gonna be
for
a teacher.
Okay, I think we're just about time
idiot.
To wrap up.
He probably thinks Pluto's a planet, doesn't he?
Well, Pluto was bonus points.
So, do we have any like?
Oh no, no, the best
summer.
No wait, the best summer part. The best part was one of the kids. Like yeah. You're supposed to label them Earth, and then right. One of the kids labeled Earth Sun, and then I just lost it,
that,
and I had to like leave for 5 minutes because I was just thinking, how do you label
well,
the
well,
Earth Sun?
Well, that kid's Catholic. So
overall, my summer was pleasant. It's one of the last ones that I'll have as a student. So.
I feel aww. Like people say that a lot.
What? It's one of my
yeah,
last ones?
Yeah, because you could just literally...
No, this is my last one.
You can literally just...
That just proves my point.
Yeah.
People say
this is,
that.
No, but it's true.
I said this last year.
But it's true, though.
We are at war with China.
Anyway.
So on that note, I'd just like to remind our listeners that we now have an email...
Oh.
In which you can send us hate mail,
please
fan
send us
mail,
hate mail and fan mail.
Suggestions of topics you'd like to hear... or any comments
or opportunities for sponsorship. But once again, yes. We're very open to that.
You can reach us at postmoderncowboys@gmail.com. Brought to you by Google.
Powered by Google.
Powered by Google.
Google.
You can add me on Facebook.
Google it.
Matthew
one
Mansat.
One more time.
M-A-N-S-A-T.
Actually, we have to say it Mansat. Two more times because three times is always the charm.
That's true.
Just add me. I accept
okay,
all my
okay, let's pace this out. So say it once.
postmoderncowboys@gmail.com.
In addition to that, I think there was something else you were going to say, but I'm not sure if I remembered it.
Oh.
So maybe we could just say
But what I do remember
okay.
is that our email is postmoderncowboys@gmail.com.
You can add me on Facebook.
No, don't add him on Facebook. Don't add him on Facebook.
Yeah, I think that's all. Yeah.
Yeah.
So have a last bit of summer that's enjoyable.
Last gasp of summer, man.
Last gasp.
And eventually, you won't be able to wear your Hollister, Abercrombie & Fitch, or your Uniqlo, or any other brands that you like
that's
to wear
true.
During the summer.
Brought to you by
Coca-Cola.
Hollister.
Brought to you by Banana Republic.
Pepsi, because Coca-Cola sponsors the winner.
Where your older brother shops.
Excellent work, everyone.
Oh, I'm doing this.